Unite us in his masajid and unite our hearts the same way he united our bodies in this blessed house. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So today, inshallah ta'ala, I want to reflect on a verse in the Quran. One of the scholars who wrote a book of tafsir, he began his book with an introduction. And there's something that captured me from this introduction, something I heard. He said, تُؤْخَذُ أَلْفَاظُ الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ حُفَّاظِهِ وَتُؤْخَذُ مَعَانِيهِ مِنْ مَنْ يُعَانِيهِ. He said, the letter or the word of the Qur'an is taken from who? From those who memorize its word. And the meaning of the Qur'an is taken from those who experience it. The meaning is taken from those who experience it. So there's no doubt that there is a great difference between those that focus on the word and those that focus on the meaning. The meaning of the Qur'an is without a doubt what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended from us to get from His word, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with this, inshallah, I want to begin a series that I'm going to give every Friday. And in this series, I want to speak about a rule every single day. But not just any rule. I want to talk about the rule of engagement. There's something that every soldier in a military, when they're deployed or sent on a mission, there's something called rules of engagement, right? The way they would engage themselves in a particular battle or in a particular mission. And that's called the rules of engagement. And in this earth, in this world of ours, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us rules of engagement. This talk is going to be focusing on these rules of engagement in this dunya. And is specifically tailored, and I'm directing this to the younger generation amongst us. Younger meaning 75 and below, inshallah. So, but everyone can benefit bi-idhnillah ta'ala. So the rule of engagement, the first rule of engagement, and before I actually mention the rule, the way I'm going to talk about it is, number one, mention the rule, mention the verse, extract the rule, and perhaps speak a little bit about how we can implement it in our lives. So the first rule is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. In this first rule, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us one of the most important things we can know in this world, which is the purpose of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us why we are created and why we are sent on this mission in this world. So just like any soldier sent on a mission, there's rules of engagement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a rule in this mission of ours, in this dunya, which is to have a purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He said in the translation what? And when Allah told the angels, I will create a successor for me in this world. The angels said, O Allah, will you create in this world who cause corruption and cause havoc and spread bloodshed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. I know what you do not know. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created many things. Many things in this world were created lifeless, like the rocks, like the dirt, like some things around us, right? The stars and the moon. But there are some things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created life in. like plants. But plants grow. So plants are different from stones and different from dirt and different from the moon, right? Because it grows. And it has a special thing, attribute that Allah gave it, which is that it grows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created things that grow and move like animals, right? They grow and they move, and that is their unique attribute. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created what? Mankind. Created the sons and daughters of Adam alayhi salam. And they have a special attribute, which is that they grow, they move, and they think. And it is with this distinct attribute, which is thinking, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us the successors of this earth. Without using our thought, without using our knowledge, our intellect, we will never become those who succeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His hukum on earth. And without using our intellect, we will never arrive to the conclusion of purpose in life. Purpose is the most important thing one can have in this life, knowing why they are here. And when this purpose is not known, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what will happen in the Quran. The angels with their intellect, because the angels have intellect, they have no desire, unlike us, we're created with desire and intellect. The angels said, "Oh Allah, will you create in it what spreads chaos and bloodshed?" It's as if the angels knew what mankind is capable of, if they do not know their purpose. So someone, brothers and sisters, who doesn't know their purpose in life will never succeed in being the successors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to maintain justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to uphold His hukum, to do all His commands, to try to fulfill them to the best of our abilities, and to refrain from His prohibitions. And that is how we fulfill our purpose in life, inshallah ta'ala. And without this purpose, what's going to happen to us? Without knowing this purpose, the most corruption we can imagine will be spread. Without understanding this purpose, it's as if life is for nothing. Without fulfilling this purpose, this creation of Allah, this creation that Allah endowed with all of these attributes that I mentioned earlier, they mean nothing. And as a matter of fact, it'll be working the opposite of what it's supposed to work. So purpose in life, ya ikhwan, is the most important thing to understand. And the first rule out of four rules that I'll talk about this Ramadan, bi-idhnillah. One thing that we should teach our children, we should understand ourselves and teach our children before anything, is their purpose in life. And I want every single one of us to think, when is the last time I sat my children down, or sat my siblings down, or sat down myself and reflected upon purpose of life? Told them, this is why we're here. This is why we're here. We're not here to make money. We're not here to get degrees. We're not here to travel the world. We're not here to look fresh and know how to talk and know how to... No. That's not why we're here. The first thing we're here, the purpose we're here, is to do what? To be the successors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. And this should be the first and most important rule of engagement when it comes to being in this world, inshallah ta'ala. And I'm saying this to the youth because after what happened the last month and after some things that I've been reading on social media platforms and so on and so forth, well, it's obvious that many of our youth, Muslim youth, perhaps attendees of the masjid, people that say they're Muslim, they pray their five, they fast in Ramadan. But how is it possible for a Muslim not to know this first rule, which is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began His book with, the first story in the Quran, the first rule of engagement in this mission that we're on in this dunya, which is purpose. So let us reflect on our purpose, inshallah ta'ala, and let us try from now on, and this is messages for the youth, to try to fill our conversations, have a deep, heartfelt, meaningful conversation about our purpose. If we have younger siblings, then let's talk to them about this. Let's tell them and explain to them why they're here. Because without this, ya ikhwan, nothing else is going to work in life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill our purpose in life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who understand why they're here and what they're responsible for in this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the straight path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us, to guide our children, to fulfill our hearts, and to bless us with the blessings of this month, of this holy month. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Jazakum Allah khair. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli wa sahbihi ajma'in.